Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, they're coming fast. I like it. And the Warriors can close this thing out with a win, with a win tomorrow. And then they'll await their opponent.
Woo. And they'll be on the road, whoever that opponent is.
Yeah, actually, though, they may know their opponent by the end of the night if they win and the Timberwolves win.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Full moon? Are they howling?
Who? We never howl in the middle of a series. It's not what we do.
I love how you say
what, weird. Evan? Go ahead, stick it to me.
No, if it's a full moon tonight, they're going to be howling regardless.
And the Warriors are going to play before they do. Warriors are at 4:30, so right. That game will be over.
I think that's the matchup we all want.
I think so, too.
Lakers-Warriors?
No, Warriors-Wolves.
And I got to say this, Evan and Stoddy, what's scaring me about this matchup, if it is that. So Ant-Man sent Kevin Durant and Devin Booker home last year and now has the opportunity to send LeBron and Luka home tomorrow night. I don't want that list to keep growing if somehow they get entangled with the Warriors and then Butler, Dre, and Steph. I mean, that'll be a hit list that he went through.
He's going down the Team USA roster.
Man. He's uncomfortable right now.
I know.
Who is?
You.
Why am I uncomfortable?
Because we're assuming.
I know. But that's – you guys always do that. You were talking about winning the title again during the break. And
well, I did. I don't think it would be going to Dallas.
Just take 2 weeks off. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Look at you. Hey, I want to read something for you real quick. From the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney text line, do you see Quentin Post being a future starter in this league?
For the Warriors? Maybe. Yeah.
Now, I'm just asking, why would you limit? Obviously, he's not going anywhere, but.
He seems to fit the Warriors system and style.
I love it.
I mean, you know, what we've seen so far is pretty good. He's pretty tough, can shoot the three, and seems to have a good grasp of what the Warriors are trying to do.
And he's not scared,
defensively.
Man. Even when he gets, you know what I'm saying? He's not scared. That's what Pods had. He ain't scared.
Yeah, let's go to Jesse in West Marin. Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man?
West Marin.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? Beautiful day in the Bay?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So I just want to talk just about a couple of the best players that I saw or players that played the best. I got to give credit to Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler for sure, Pods. But I'd like to – I know everyone calls in about Steve Kerr and kind of when we're struggling a little bit in lineups, but I got to give him credit for – inserting Buddy Hield into the starting lineup and just also Draymond Green being able to stay in the game. And I thought he had the biggest possession of the game, stopping Sengun at the end and Pods with that block right before that.
Oof. Yeah, no, there were a bunch of guys who helped out. Obviously, yesterday.
That's my play of the game, Stoney. The Pods block on Van Vliet, man.
Now, I mean.
Man, he was in that paint. It beat him.
There were a bunch of important plays.
Yeah.
To me, the biggest play was
Dylan Brooks?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Of course it was.
With 2 seconds on the clock.
Of course it was.
And you got national media crying, saying that wasn't a foul. It's playoff basketball. Yeah. You can't touch them.
I hope you guys, you and Evan and the listeners, understand on a day today that it should hit home how objective I am about this team and this league. It was a foul. It was a foul on Dylan Brooks. Stupid foul. It's dumb. Whether it was or it wasn't, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Who thought it wasn't a foul?
Stephen A. Smith. Oh, he went on a rant this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wish we could. I should have told you, Evan.
Don't be disrespectful.
He went on a rant saying it's the playoffs and blah, blah, blah. That's not a foul. And I'm just like, dude, he touched him. You can't touch. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, after the Hardaway thing, I guess. Well, but it, like, he put his hand on his
hip. Exactly.
During the middle of a shot.
It's not even close. Like, I didn't think it was even close.
No, there were some fans that were sitting next to us in the, like, in the media area, and they were a little worried. And then the replay comes up. We're all looking at the screen like, all right, just wrap this up and let me get three free throws.
Yeah. And if I'm Udoka, I don't know who I'm more mad at. It's him or Shingun Steiny with the shot clock going down, going for a head pump fake.
It's Brooks. Because Shingun's a lumbering clod of a big man. And
gosh, man.
Curry can use those kind of guys.
And that's what I mean by being buttoned up. That's 5 points. That's 6 points right there.
Great
three free throws and Curry making. Like, what are you doing?
Let's listen to a little bit of Jimmy Butler. This is during his walk off after the ball game. So he hasn't yet hit the locker room, and they get him courtside.
Well, Jimmy, we meet again as your teammates come over to you, just pouring you with love, saying, "This is why we got you." How rewarding is hearing that from these new teammates?
It means the world. I die for these guys, for real. It's so fun. I got my joy back, as some would say. But more than anything, it's always good to win. Let me go, man. Go back there. Nothing on national TV.
Save that for later, right?
Wow. Now that, yeah, they got it. I love it, man.
Well, in a game that we didn't know if you'd play or not, you played nearly 40 minutes. I mean, how did you get through it physically and mentally?
Oh, man. Somebody said something to me. That's all it takes. Somebody to say something to me gets me going every single time.
I take it you won't share it with me.
No. Y'all, them mics underneath the goal, you can hear it.
I don't like Dylan Brooks.
He is incredible. And he backs it up. And I know what he said to Dylan Brooks. You do too, right? On the free throw line.
Not really.
I'll tell you after the show. I don't want to get fired.
Okay. Yeah. Let me guess. You're a bum.
And?
And the other B word. Yeah. Boy, that's... We never hear that.
I can't rob Jimmy of his reality. So if Dylan didn't do anything, we would have got the pedestrian Jimmy. I tend not to believe that, Stoney. Jimmy knew what time it was.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what I mean? Like, he said it, but... I can't ignore the fact, Evan, he changed. He turned into Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, after that.
I mean, he was pretty quiet in the first half. Didn't do a whole lot.
Man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors go up 3-1. I will say this about Butler's game. I mean, we've seen, what, a half dozen of those so far with the Warriors where, you know, he just plays and gets some rebounds and takes a shot or two and then gets some assists, and then the game gets into the second half, midway through the third, and then he goes to work.
He had 4 at half and 23 in the second half, Stoney. Arsenio Hall, he was getting busy in the second half.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you got to be excited about that one. Two really tight ball games at home. The Warriors win them both. And, I mean, the only thing I would say is...
Talk to him.
The Warriors are up 3-1, and they're looking good. But this has really been a competitive series. And a few plays here and there, we might be at 2-2. And then we're talking about a different game.
Oh,
but,
man.
Of course, the Warriors are making the plays when they have to make the plays, and that's why they're the Warriors, who have been around for 10, 15 years, and that's why the Rockets have to figure out what playoff basketball is all about. And I will say this, now looking at the matchups, we kind of thought about it before the playoffs started, but Houston was the absolute perfect first-round opponent for the Warriors. Yes, they play hard. Yes, they play physical. But they are not ready.
Yeah.
At least that's what they've shown for the first four games. And they just haven't made enough winning plays. The Warriors have made all the winning plays.
Yeah.
And they got the experience.
Mm-hmm. And I'll say this to that, Stani. I was listening to the guys coming in this morning, the Joes, and they were asking the fans, you know, who would you give the game ball to? If I just asked you that real quick, who would you give the game ball to last night?
Buddy Hield.
I'm giving it to Pods. And I'm not, there's no wrong answer, but I'm giving it to Pods. But yeah, Buddy, man, that was a big time showing.
And let me tell you the other thing that I was thinking last night. For all you people out there that nitpick Kerr and think the Warriors could do better, let me tell you something. Wow. If Steve Kerr handles Buddy Hield differently during the regular season, he's not going to have two games like he had. He never gave up on him, even when people were down on Hield. And it's because Steve Kerr knew that for the Warriors to be at their best, Buddy Hield's got to contribute in some way.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that in the last two playoff games, Buddy Hield has absolutely delivered in a way where now you can envision they might not win that game without Buddy Hield. And
he's a threat.
Kerr never went away from him. Kerr gave him a crack at it every single game. And here we are in the playoffs, and Buddy Hield ends up helping you win two games. And maybe you don't win those two games without Buddy Hield. In fact, I don't think you win both without Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
So good for Steve Kerr to understand that he's coaching a veteran. And
I mean, he's also ridiculed him.
Well, I know, but
times.
But I mean,
tough love.
I mean, the big issue is that he never gave up on him.
He just said that, you know, he's not a very smart player and can't play defense. Which and is why what he did yesterday was so impressive.
Exactly. And there was some defense.
Can you find me the quote where he said,
Buddy
doesn't play defense? I mean, I need that exact quote. Let's go to Sammy in San Francisco. Hey, Sammy, what's going on?
Yo, Dubs and Five, baby, let's go.
All right.
You want to get my take on the squad. So,
all right.
Quinn Post, is it just me or does it feel like he's forcing his shots a little bit?
Who's that? Post.
Quinn Post.
Oh. Yeah, game's going pretty fast for him.
Like, say what?
I think the game's going pretty fast for him. I think he's starting to take his three-pointer, and he's a little bit surprised at how quickly they're contesting, and he's not really in a three-point shooting rhythm.
Yeah, you're right. With all the three-pointers that he's been shooting, I figured, okay, you know, he needs to get in the rhythm a little bit. But other than that, Kuminga, I think Kuminga's time is coming. He just needs to be a little bit more patient on his time coming. And Podzamski, he is a dog.
Yeah.
A dog. Cannot go wrong with Podzamski. And I want to give a quick shout-out to all the coaches, man. The coaches are doing a great job on these plays.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Not just Kerr, but Jerry Stackhouse. Stackhouse. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Sammy. Appreciate the call.
Kerr gets credit for that, too. He's the leader of it.
I mean, the Warriors have defended Houston extremely well. And when you defend an offensively challenged team extremely well, you're going to be operating from a position of strength.
Yeah, and that will change as soon as this series is over, assuming the Warriors wins, Donnie, regardless who comes out of that Laker mini-series, because they got guys that can really put the ball in the hole, man.
925 from the Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line. No one's talking about Kerr having a hack of Steven Adams' strategy, which took Adams out of the game.
We talked about it early. Yeah.
So it was the second time he did it in this series. Fouled Steven Adams or intentionally to either send him to the line or try to get him off the floor. And last night he got him off the floor.
And the joke of the day was, to me, when Draymond got that technical, or Curry got that, Draymond got that technical, he sends Jalen Green up there. And what's the old adage in basketball? Once a player sees the ball go through the hoop, watch out. I'm like, okay, watch Green go miss this. And Stoney, he just politely went up there and missed it. It's just, they're infected by bad free throw shooting.
Yeah. Well, they're one of the worst in the league at it. So,
dead last.
But they're usually not as bad as they were last night. Let's go to Dez in the city. Hey, Dez, how you doing?
What's up, y'all? How about them Warriors, though?
3-1, baby.
Great one, man. Hey, Steiny, Goo, Evan the back, man. Y'all the voice of the Bay Area, keeping it lit out here. I just wanted to show some love to Dunleavy for that ginormous, humongous trade for Mr. Butler. Man. We shall refer to him going forward as Mr. Butler to all the people that were doubting him and his ability. Come into the rescue and putting his cape on with Curry and just delivering nothing but W since he's been here. Steve Kerr for coaching the hell out of this team when a lot of people been calling for his head, talking about this and that. He don't know what he's doing and he needs to be fired and why is he going small? Man, this dude has done nothing but show the ability to coach a team.
Hmm.
Wow. With that being said, love what you guys do, and let's go Dubs. Dubs in five, baby.
I appreciate the call.
I appreciate it, man. I mean, like Stoney, even though you got off of Twitter, you used to talk about the Kerr slander because it was out there, and I just think people were bored, man. You know, you just look at the totality of what Kerr's done, his resume, and I get it. And look at Moody. Look at Paz. Look at Jordan Poole before he got up out of here. Look at Post. I mean, those are wins, man, and obviously the Kuminga thing is not a – I could – Man, Stoney, I got to bring him up, you know, DMP. But for the most part, I mean, how can you even fix your mouth to say Kerr's not that dude?
Now, I keep track of some stats that maybe normal fans don't keep track of, but you make of this what you will, and I'm interested to get your thoughts on this, and Evans, too. You know, I've been studying the postseason since it started. Most teams got about four games under their belt. And
too old.
And I got to tell you, Warriors fans, congratulations. You lead the league in ref you suck chance.
The Pistons fans were doing Sunday.
They've got eight total. So four in each home game. And Pistons fans have five total.
But don't you understand what it stems from? Unity. Bill, they were saying it. That gets them going.
Well, I'll tell you what else they lead the league in. 180s.
Wow.
The amount of it's a good thing, honestly. But there was I didn't realize that not a lot of people know. Like if a starting lineup change is made,
okay,
not everyone is aware of that. So I'm sitting next to, you know, like some section of fans.
Gotcha.
And they announce, ninth year guard out of Oklahoma University, Buddy Hield. And someone looks over and goes, what the hell? Like, they didn't know that Buddy was starting yesterday. And after the first 4 minutes of the game, they're cheering their asses off for Buddy Hield, and they're screaming and singing his praises. Like,
I got you.
I don't know. I actually thought the fact that he started this game and started as well as he did got the crowd into it more than, I don't know, just like your average playoff game.
Yeah, and who am I to point fingers? But I'll say this, guys. As I turned the caddy around on I-80 coming back to the stadium, there were some guys in the business and gals that had some different starting lineups. And it said starting lineup, Evan. And I go, Moody's not in that one, Air. But there were some different, you know, some different people that had different info. But, yeah, Buddy Hield was starting.
From Joe on the YouTube chat, you're making the Warrior fans a monolith. No, I'm not. I'm just saying the in-arena crowds, I've studied them all postseason.
You know what? I'm calling a timeout. I'm not going to front. Monolith, what does that mean?
It means that I'm painting every single fan of the Warriors the same way.
Okay, right.
I'm saying the fans are this way. No, I'm just saying, you know, the guys.
I thought you were saying they're like stoic or, you know.
That place was jumping.
Not very excited.
No, I think it was that. I think what the dude was saying was that I'm painting with a broad brush, but the only brush I'm playing with is the fans that were in the arena.
They wore the shirts.
Oh, well, yeah. Got it from We Believe. Who got it from the Kings.
I didn't get one.
Oh, boy. Is that the first time you've not taken advantage of free clothes?
Sometimes I do just free clothes is funny. Set myself up and you pounced.
Let's go to Dave in Pleasanton. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm good. How you fellas doing?
On top of the world, baby.
Hey, so I only got two small bones to pick, right? And one of them does have to do with Buddy.
All right.
With his history, that is not the guy I want when the game is on the line in the last 2 minutes of the game, just to be honest with his history. Number two is, this is the big one for me. When we're up this much already, I understand letting Jimmy play, but to give him a project like that, that he will not deny, he will accept it, it doesn't matter how much pain he's in, to possibly risk the rest of the playoffs having to guard that big boy who is violent and rough in the paint with his hip injury, was not really the best idea, even though it was clutch in the end. I just think even a loony, you could have saved Jimmy a little bit more, especially when he's not fully healed. That's all I got.
Nah, it's fair. That's fair. And they were in a little desperate situation there.
You think? And Jimmy is going to tell you if he can go, Stani.
But Şengün kind of had his way with Butler, but
He had his way with everybody but Dre.
You would figure that was going to happen. Şengün's a good player.
And I saw Pods guarding him, trying to check him at times.
Let's pump the brakes on Kerr from the 510.
We can't take the reins
back. On the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. They were a Şengün bucket from going back to Houston tied 2-2. Yeah.
Okay, the Rockets are a 2 seed, and even if it was 2-2, we wouldn't be in here blaming Kerr.
What about, and we'll talk about this on the other side. We know how, when you watch a game like last night, and you want this team to go deep into the playoffs, does anybody worry about them holding up? Or do you like the way they've held up so far through 4 games? Keep in mind, they're not even a quarter of the way through the postseason. And I know I've been watching these games, not just the Warriors. I've been watching, obviously, all the games. And, man, this is going to be such a grind. And
one day at a time.
That's why I think that it would behoove the Warriors to to try to finish this series tomorrow.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.